time for Coffee Talk, and I have Madeline Jarvis on the line to share all things library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. Happy winter day.
Right, exactly. I was saying earlier when I did the forecast, it was like balmy when I left the house today. All of 31 degrees, and I'm like, wow, I need to take some layers off.
Yeah, look at those double digits.
Right, I know, above zero.
Oh, my goodness.
So what's
speaking of winter,
yeah,
all great things. Happy winter reading program.
Right. I was hoping you'd give us the update.
Yeah, we are just having so much fun with the All Ages Winter Reading Program at the Two Harbors Public Library. Folks can pick up a log at the front desk, or you can just play along on your personal device with Beanstack.
Ooh.
And you can get information about that at twoharborspubliclibrary.com. And the goal for winter reading is just to make sure you're having fun in your reading. We don't care if you're reading a magazine, a romance novel, a car manual, a bestseller, as long as it's something that you picked and you enjoy. And if you don't really, if it's been a while since you picked out a book and you're just looking for something good and something different, just ask at the front desk. We're around books all day, and we love connecting books and readers.
Awesome. And how long does the reading program go for the winter?
End of February.
Okay. Oh, we have plenty of time.
Right. So even though winter will last well beyond February.
Hey, now. Oh, my goodness. That is wonderful. So what other things do you have going on there?
Yeah. So our prizes from the winter reading program were actually donated through the generosity of the Friends of the Two Harbors Public Library.
Nice.
And there is a Friends meeting next week on Thursday night from 5:30 to 7 in the meeting room. So if you want to get more involved with the library, learn more about the Friends, which is that separate nonprofit that helps us go above and beyond. You do not need to be a Friends member to attend. Just stop on by. It's a really friendly group, and it's people who geek out about loving the library and helping our library community.
So, doesn't everyone, Madeline, geek out about the library? Come on!
Exactly!
Oh, that's awesome. So that's this Thursday or next Thursday?
Next Thursday, January 23rd.
Okay, awesome. Good deal.
Yep, 5:30 to 7 in that library meeting room.
Excellent. Very cool.
And speaking of winter and loving partnerships, Winter Frolic's coming up already.
Yes, yes. We are.
Did we talk about our coloring? Oh, sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, no, no. I was saying KTWH is a happy, proud partner with the Winter Frolic, and we'll be doing some interviews here with the coordinators.
Ooh.
And it sounds like you have a partnership going on at the library.
Yes, we do. And I'm not surprised KTWH is involved. I love how you're always starting the community conversations or amplifying those conversations.
Aww.
Such a joy that we're able to touch base every first and third Thursday like this.
Right. I agree. And back at the library, you guys got a gazillion things going on. So a coloring contest, is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. And this is a fun one. It's all ages. And I'm pulling things up just so I don't make any mistakes. You are able to pick up coloring sheets at the library front desk or go to the Winter Frolic website at twoharborswinterfrolic.com. And this is actually something that was started by our friends at the Northern Rail Train Car Inn. We have all these different age brackets, and there are prizes that are donated by the inn, as well as our friends at Back 40 Books. So
Ooh.
There will be grand prizes for each age category, but there will be a random drawing of all entries for one night stay at the inn.
No
How fun
way!
Does that sound?
Oh, that is so glorious. Wow.
And I know... Yeah, you and I geek out about Two Harbors, but for folks who haven't experienced the inn, you're literally staying in old train cars.
Right.
And it's such a friendly team, and they just did an absolute magic job transforming things. And there's no bad time to stay at the inn.
No.
But think about how cute it would look right now with the snow.
Right.
And,
oh, and your own little piece of heaven. How cool is that? And it's an opportunity to be creative. You know I'm all about inspiration and getting creative. So color away.
Yes,
I'm sure you can
exactly.
use anything. Markers, crayons.
I was about to say, yes, get those pencils sharpened, those markers untapped, those finger paints smudged.
Yeah.
Whatever the spirit compels you to do.
I love the way you think, Madeline. That's fabulous. Finger paint. Love, love, love it. Watercolors. Yeah, so go nuts.
Exactly. And entries are due at the library because we have all that beautiful window space to display entries.
Mm-hmm.
So if for some reason you're not participating, and I don't see why you wouldn't.
Right.
You could just still stop in and enjoy that art. Entries are due by end of day, that first Thursday in February, and then prize drawings will be announced that Friday, so to kick off Winter Frolic.
Oh, that's amazing. You guys just do fabulous stuff over there. What else? Do we have time for? Yes, we do. We have time for a couple more. Oh, how do the listeners get in touch with you first if they're picking up, you know, all this materials? And where are you and how do they get in touch with you?
Next on my list, we're finalizing our February-March newsletter. And I don't know how we're going to fit everything in. It's such a good problem to have. Like you said, it's such a collaborative community and creative team. So we're really looking forward to things. But you asked how you can get in touch with us. Find us online at twoharborspubliclibrary.com, where you can also sign up for our online newsletter, or on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library. Visit us in person at 320 Waterfront Drive, and we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. And you can give us a call on the telephone even at 834-3148.
Excellent. So tell me about what's in this in your newsletter.
Sure. So we finished up at our last board meeting our brand new library strategic plan for 2025 to 2028.
Nice.
And we're going to focus in on helping the community in three areas. Are you sitting down?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here comes some Michelle Miller goosebumps. Listeners are calling right now.
You're so awesome. Okay, shoot.
The three A's of access, arts, and atmosphere.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't have written that better myself, Madeline. That is fabulous. Oh, tell me more.
We've been working on this for months with a steering committee comprised of library board members, friends, leadership, residents of Two Harbors, residents of rural Lake County, and we're trying to think about what can we do to really amplify what we're doing well right now and meet the community where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about access. How do people come across the materials that they need and that they want? How do you find that next great read for winter reading program? Can you physically come into the library? Can you find out what we're looking for? And what if you're looking for something that's not even a library resource? How can you navigate your life with the help of the library?
Mm-hmm.
How can the arts be a tool for us to both explore ourselves creatively as well as connect broader to our community? So think about like that portrait program we had in December.
Mm-hmm.
You know, arts doesn't have to be capital A in a museum in Europe far away.
Right.
You know, arts is collaboration. Arts is that process and not just that final destination. And this is such a creative community up here. So what can we do to really tap into that and give people permission to start and permission to say why not? And then atmosphere. We've heard over and over again that we are the most welcoming place in town. What can we do to continue that legacy and to broaden that even further so that when you come into the library, you say, ah, this is my living room. You know, this is my neighborhood cornerstone.
Yep.
This is where I come to connect, to center myself, to find what I need, to find who I need. So we're giving ourselves 4 years to check some boxes. That will be on our website later on this week just because we're working on some newsletter stuff right now, but
right.
I am so excited and just so inspired. We got survey results, focus group interviews, conversations from over 200 folks. So I feel really good that this is a representation of what our patrons are looking for.
Oh, my goodness. Strategic planning is a process, and that you all got this done by the beginning of 2025. You know, when you were doing the surveys in the summer, I mean, that's a lot of work. And so kudos to you, your staff, the volunteers, and all the community members that were part of this process, because it's intense. So I am super impressed. Way to go, Two Harbors Public Library.
Absolutely fantastic steering committee. And I love when I'm working with a group that says why, and when I'm working with a group that says why not, and this group did both.
Oh, that's fabulous. Fabulous. All right. Anything else? Oh, my goodness. We've been talking for a while. Anything that you just need to let listeners know before I let you go?
Yes, absolutely. So if I can just have two corners of a minute.
Yeah.
Coming up at the end of the month, the last Tuesday of the month, we have a program for the kids all about, have you read the book Dog Man?
No.
So believe it or not, it's not based on a true story, but it's a graphic novel about a police officer who accidentally switches bodies with a dog. But these books are hugely popular. It's just an absolutely fun, ridiculous comic series. And we're having a party to celebrate all things Dog Man because that movie is coming out. So if you have a little one in your life, we're going to have an invisible ink station. We're going to have some draw-your-own comic book stations. Just a fun event for kids all about Dog Man.
Oh, and that's awesome. What age is that? I'm not familiar, so what age would enjoy
it? Thank you. I would say 8 to 12.
Okay.
But if there's an older kid who loves Dog Man, come on in.
Yep. Okay.
And just because the last thing you can do is predict what's next at the library, we're following that up with the history of the Superior National Forest in the same room.
Oh, you guys rock. Tell me more.
Thanks. So it's really interesting when you think about a forest. You think, well, it's just trees. Mm. But really, no. What are the natural history behind a forest, the political history behind what do we name as a forest? How do we preserve a forest? And then that human piece of what happens when human and nature interact. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to learn more about this national resource that we have in our backyard.
Right. And who's going to do that presentation?
Let me pull up my cheat sheet really quickly.
Okay.
Because
I'm assuming are they from the National Forest or from the DNR? Or,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
We don't just have the Lorax coming in.
I was just wondering to get, to frame it for listeners.
Yeah. And I love this, too, because when you go to our website at twoharborspubliclibrary.com, there's a whole tab all about events. So
sweet.
If you're like me and you're like, I don't want to botch up somebody's name, you can always pull that up. Or even if you're like, well, it's a Monday. Let's see what's happening at the library today.
Yeah. Speaking of Monday, are you guys closed for...
Yes, we are closed on Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay.
And it's so funny, Michelle. Yesterday, somebody asked if we were closed on Monday. And my gut instinct was to say, no, why would we? And then I was like, oh, my gosh, it's already at January 20th.
Right? Exactly. Exactly.
I cannot believe this. But, yeah. So Superior National Forest 101 is going to be presented by Joe Swanson, who's the executive director of the Northwoods Volunteer Connection.
Okay, awesome.
And the majority of this 300-plus million-acre forest is multiple use. So even though there's recreation activities, they're still actively logging, so you can boat, camp, fish, hike. So I'm really excited to learn more, and what does it look like when we share all of those uses in one basically political body?
Right, exactly. Wow, you run the gamut there. You got winter reading, you have Dog Man, and then let's talk environment and our national state forest. That's fabulous. Thank you. Thank you, Madeline. It's going to be like 3 weeks before I talk to you again. A new month and new things happening at the Two Harbors Public Library. Thanks so much for calling in. Really appreciate appreciate our partnership.
Back at you. And we'll see you when you pick up your coloring sheet.
You know it. Yeah, I still need to get my bingo card for reading, too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh. Well, I need to hang up now or I'm going to talk to you.
You have a fabulous rest of your day, dear.
You too. Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
Yeah. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library. Love our conversations. We had a lot going on.